Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the opportunity to gather unto you today. Spirit of the living God, I pray and I ask, Lord, that as we glean from your words together, that you speak through me, that no flesh will glory in your presence. Holy Spirit, we ask that you come and do in our lives and in our hearts that which only you can do in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we ask that you glorify Jesus and all the honor and glory will be yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Amen. So yeah, going a Bible study today. Today's Bible study is titled, if you want to give it a title, Recounting God's Wonders as a Foundation, as a Catalyst for Faith. Recounting God's Wonders as a Catalyst for Faith. We're going to be doing a couple of scripture reading. The scriptures that we're going to be reading, we're going to be reading from Exodus chapter 14, from verse, I'll just get the verse out now. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 21. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 21 till the very end, to 31. Before then, I'll quickly read. Yeah, let's start. The story of Exodus chapter 14 talks about when, you know, God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to go through. Throughout this month of October, we've been looking at faith. I'll read Exodus 15 verse 11 first before we go into Exodus 14. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders? We serve a God who does great wonders. And today we're going to be looking at how a recounting of the wonders of God can be used as a catalyst for faith. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor shared with us in church and spoke about how seeing is believing and believing in seeing is seeing rather. God has not called us to believe him without giving us something. God has not called us and he's not asking us to blindly believe him. Rather, when you look at the Bible, when you read through scripture, we will see a plethora of God's wonders scattered all through scriptures. And it is based on this that God tells us to believe him. The Lord tells us to believe him based on the word that he has given to us, based on his wonders. And we're going to read, as I said earlier, Exodus chapter 14. We're going to read from verse 21 till the end. And from there, we'll glean some lessons and pray together. Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. Then the Egyptians, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and charioteers, chased them into the middle of the sea. But just before dawn, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian army from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he threw their forces into total confusion. He twisted their chariot wheels, making their chariots difficult to drive. Let's get out of here, away from the Israelites. The Egyptians shouted, "The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." When all the Israelites had reached the other side, the Lord said to Moses, "Raise your hand over the sea again. Then the waters will rush back and cover the Egyptians and their chariots and charioteers." So as the sun began to rise, Moses raised his hand over the sea. and the water rushed back into its usual place. The Egyptians tried to escape, but the Lord swept them into the sea. Then the waters returned and covered all the charioteers, the entire army of Pharaoh. Of all the Egyptians who had chased the Israelites into the sea, not a single one survived. But the people of Israel had walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground as the water stood up like a wall on both sides. I want us to use our imagination now to picture that. But the people, just imagine you are in front of an ocean, a big ocean, and it parts. I'll read that again so that we can imagine it as I read it. But the people of Israel had walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground as the water stood up like a wall on both sides. Verse 30. That is how the Lord rescued Israel from the hand of the Egyptians that day. And the Israelites saw the bodies of the Egyptians washed up on the seashore. When the people of Israel saw, I'll read that again. When the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had unleashed against the Egyptians, they were filled with awe before him. They put their faith in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Praise God. The next verse I'm going to read is John chapter 20, verse 30. John chapter 20, verse 30. And truly, that's after John had recounted all the things that Jesus did in the Gospel of John. He said, these were his last words. And truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. From the Bible passage that we've just read, recounting the wonders of God as a catalyst for faith. God isn't asking us to just trust him blindly. God has provided his resume in the Bible. God has told us what he's able to do, and by that he invites us to believe him, to have faith based on what he has already said to us that he can do and that he's able to do. But these things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the God, the Son of God, and that believing you may have faith, you may have life in his name. My question to us, this was going to be very brief because I want us to pray together. My question to us today is, when last did you sit down to contemplate on the wonders of God in your life? When last did we sit down to recount all the wonders of God in our lives? Jesus will often say to the disciples, don't you have faith when you were sinking? Jesus had done prior miracles before then, but here they were in the middle of the storm and they were screaming, oh Lord, don't you care that we perish? And Jesus said to them, why are you afraid? Don't you have faith? Yesterday's miracle, the miracle or the wonders God did in our lives yesterday, should be a reminder for us to trust him again for wonders today, because he's able to do that. Recounting the wonders of God as a catalyst for faith. God is so good that he has invited us to trust him based on the information he has given us in his word. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This evening, We're just going to love on God. We're just going to bless his name. I'm going to invite us. We're at home now. Some of us may either be coming from work, or we're at home with our families, or even if you're by yourself, God has been good to you. God has done wonders in your life. And as we recount on those wonders, as we contemplate and think upon those wonders, I want us to use that as a reminder that God is still in the business of doing wonders in our lives, even today. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That means I can go back and say, Jesus healed me yesterday when I was sick. And because he did it yesterday, he will heal me again, or he has healed me again today. Jesus provided a miraculous way out for me yesterday. So because of that, he's able to do it again for me today. So Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We're just going to play a worship instrumental for a little while. And we're going to worship God. We're going to extol the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Lord, you're a God of awesome wonders. Jesus, you're a God of awesome wonders. Father, we thank you. This month, we've been talking about faith. I don't know what we've been trusting God for. I don't know what each individual is trusting God for. But as we worship God, as we contemplate and reflect on the wonder of God, I want us to bring something upon our hearts and say, Lord, I have seen this wonder in your life, in my life, and in the life of others. And because of that, I believe, oh God, that you're able to do the same wonders again. This year alone, we've seen the wonders of God. God has increased us. Where man has said it's not possible, God has made a way. Where man has said it's impossible, God has made a way. That is the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God we serve. The God who makes a way in the who makes a way in the valley, fills up the valley, brings down the mountaintop, make crooked paths straight. That is the kind of God we serve. Father, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we bless you. Shataliabado, shataliabadosa. Malianda badosa, kanda badosa. Lord, we're here before you. We're not ashamed to say that we are nothing without you. Father, you are the God of awesome wonders. Today we reflect on your wonders in our lives. I will begin with myself as I contemplate on the wonders of God in my life. If you will, and if you feel like testifying, you can type it in the comment section on the wonders of God in your life that will encourage someone. As you reflect, we just want to thank God. We just want to thank God. As you share your testimony, faith is going to arise in someone's heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As we recount the wonders of God, there's going to be a catalyst for faith for others. Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for healing my body. When I felt there was no way out for me, thank you for making me whole. Thank you for letting me know that you're a very present help in my time of need. Thank you for showing in my life that the door you open, no man can shut it. Thank you for showing in my life that you're a God that is close to the brokenhearted. Thank you because you're a God that comforts like no one can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for supernatural provision, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Maya rabado, sarabada, liabado, sarabado. Thank you, Jesus.
Sinkeri anduza,
Maya gadabado, sarabado. Lord, we're just here to love on you.
Lord, we thank you.
We're here to thank you. You are the God of awesome wonders. You are the God of awesome wonders. You will begin to testify in the comment section. It's going to bless someone. It's going to bless someone. The God of awesome wonders. Father, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
Shatalia barosa kandabarosa.
For your mercies.
Nayanga dabasu
kandabarosa.
When God introduced himself to Moses, he told Moses that I'm the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. No, God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Why do you think God said that? He was telling Moses something. He knew that Moses had heard of the wonders he did in the life of Abraham. He knew that Moses had heard of the wonders he did in the life of Isaac. He knew that Moses had heard of the wonders he did in the life of Jacob. That is why God was saying, I am that God. And we go to the New Testament or all through the Bible, we find the Israelites, God telling them, I am the God that brought you out from the land of Egypt. I am the God. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know who this word is for, but I feel God saying to someone tonight, I am the God that provided Adeze for the Kalus. Therefore, I can do it for you. I am that same God. I am that same God. We look around us and we see the wonders of God. We see the miraculous. God is no respecter of persons. What God does for one, he can do. He will do for another. That is why we share testimonies. That is why we testify about the goodness of God. So that faith can arise in our hearts. God is able to heal your troubled soul. For someone, it's not your body that is sick, it's your heart. Your soul is sick. You're tired. You're tired. At a point last year, when the pandemic started, I experienced something I had never experienced in my life before. I was depressed. I've never been depressed more than 30 years of my whole life. Jesus healed me. He will do it for you. He will bring you out. He will illuminate your life. Jesus is the healer, not just of your body, of your spirit, your soul, and your mind. That is the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God we serve.
Lord, we are thankful for a lot of
that is the kind of God we serve. That is the kind of God we serve. God is saying he's here in our midst today. What wonders has he done in your life in the past? Can you reflect on those wonders? Bring them up. We're giving them as an offering to him tonight.
Lord, I thank you.
What wonder has he done in your life? What awesome wonder has God done, has Jesus done in your life in the past? We're bringing them before him tonight. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for giving my life purpose and meaning. Thank you for being the source and essence of my life, O God.
When you came through for me, Lord, when you sent your angel,
thank you, Jesus,
to rescue my property.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you.
Before Jacob was born, Isaac sought the Lord for his wife, Rebecca, and the Bible says that God blessed her, and she had two sons. God told her that the lesser will be greater than the younger will be greater than the older. And Jacob grew up. There was no sign that that prophecy was going to pass in his life. He just kept doing bad things. But when the word of God has gone ahead, when the word of God has gone ahead, yes, he had a few bumps here and there. He cheated his brother. He went, stayed with his uncle. It seemed like the word was never going to come to pass. But at the end of Jacob's life, we see that that word came to pass. These encouragements for a parent. Do not worry about that child. Hold on to the word of God that God has given you about that child. Continue to declare that word about that child. Continue to declare that word about that child. And that child will be all that God has called him to be, he or her. I don't know who, whether it's a lady or a male or female. And that child will become all that God has called the person to be. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for making a way for us where there seems to be no way. Thank you for opening doors where doors have been shut. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for anointing our heads with oil and causing our cups to run over. Thank you for favoring us. Thank you for making the little things we do mighty.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you. Father, thank you for the time we were kicked out of Crossfield. Lord, it was painful then, but now we see your wisdom in it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We see your wisdom in it. And because you've been with us, we thank you because the best is yet to come, even for us as a family. Thank you for giving all of us tailor-made miracles. Thank you for tailor-made miracles.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you for tailor-made miracles.
Lord, we thank you.
For anyone who cares to observe, this year has been amazing for everyone. Yes, some of us have cried, have mourned, but we've heard mind-blowing miracles that we've been trusting God for years. The water has been scared. The water has been scared. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Sarah, God has tailor-made miracles for you. Tailor-made miracles for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. You are the God of awesome wonders. What we're doing today, I'm just seeing some of the testimonies and I'm so blessed. Thank you, Lord, for being mighty in our midst, oh God. Father, we thank you. We're doing this because of what we just read from the Bible, that the Israelites did after the Lord parted the Red Sea. Exodus chapter 15 verse 11. If you can make time, you can read the whole chapter. It's amazing how they thank God. They were specific about what God did for them. So Lord, we say, who is like you among the gods, oh Lord? You are glorious in your holiness. You are awesome in splendor. You perform great wonders amongst us in love assembly. Father, we thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Lord, we thank you. Madianda baro satadia baroka. Maya dabaro shatadia bako da bada bada ba.
Your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
The homes and our communities.
Father, we thank you. You are the God of awesome wonders. The God who speaks a word and it comes to pass. God spoke the world into existence and the world is still standing up till now. Father, we thank you. So what are you trusting God for? As you recount, as you contemplate on the wonders he has done in the past, your faith will be catalyst. Your faith will be reignited. Because you will know that God who did it in the past is able to do it again.
Yes, Lord.
God who did it in the past is able to do it again.
Yes,
Lord. I saw a definition of what is wonder. The dictionary definition. A feeling of amazement and admiration caused by something beautiful, remarkable, or unfamiliar. The key word is unfamiliar. A wonder is something that is unfamiliar, that has never happened. A wonder is something that has never happened before. Never in the history of the world was it heard that a Red Sea, that the sea will part and two walls. These are not mere tales. These things happened. Or the sun standing still. Or the pillar of cloud going in front, the pillar of fire by night. These are not tales. These things happened. Or an army winning by a little. These things happened. And these things happened. Amongst us as a people, we can write, and that was how God did XYZ after it had been said it was impossible. These are wonders. These things happen. God is in our midst. Jesus, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we glorify you. Amen. We just came today to thank you, to recount your awesome wonders. We will not forget your benefits, oh God. We are a grateful people. We're people who are full of thanks, full of thanksgiving. We are a grateful people, oh God. We will not forget your benefits in our lives. Love Assembly will not forget your benefits in our lives. We will not forget your benefits in our lives. We will not forget your benefits in our lives. This is Bible study because we are recounting the goodness of God and the wonders of God. We're ministering to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are the God of awesome wonders. You are the God who does bring you to pass. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. The greatest wonder is the salvation of your soul. The greatest wonder is when you become a new creation in Christ. You may be on this call, or you're going to watch it later. This world has nothing for you. It can only satisfy you for a little while, but it leaves you hungry again. Jesus satisfies. He gives our lives meaning and purpose. You don't have to do this life by yourself. There's salvation in Jesus. There's salvation in Jesus. And if you are undecided, put both feet in. This world has nothing to offer you. Put both feet in. Come to Jesus. He will give your life meaning. He will destroy the power of fear in your life. He did it for me, and he can do it for you. That is the kind of God we serve.
Oh my God.
If you're on this call, or you stumble on this call later on, to receive Jesus into your heart. The Bible says it is with the heart man believes, and with a mouth you confess salvation brings unto righteousness. You believe in your heart that you are a sinner. It doesn't matter how good or moral you are. You believe in your heart that salvation comes only through Jesus. And then you declare it with your mouth. You acknowledge the Lordship. You believe that Jesus died on the cross. He took your shame. He took the punishment that was meant for you. He took it. He took it. So that in him you may have life. There's freedom in Jesus. In him you may have eternal life. After the service, there are going to be details. If you'd like to know more, or you pray that prayer, you can contact their email. There are going to be details. And for some others, you're undecided. You feel like commitment is going to snuff out the fun in your life. Is it not ironic? I mean, look at the world. Look at how beautiful the world is. See how amazing the God we serve created the beautiful world. The galaxies, the stars, even human beings, we haven't finished discovering that. What makes us think that kind of God is not an amazing God? Look at the world. See how amazing the world is. The kind God that can create such wonder. What makes you think he will mess up your life? What
Because you believe that the God that created the wonders of the world will mess up your life. That's a lie from the devil. So Lord, we ask for grace. We ask for grace to go all in with you, that we'll find our purpose in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That we'll find our purpose in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for receiving our thanks tonight. Words will never be enough. Days will never be enough. Years will never be enough. But Lord, we just want you to know that we are grateful. As a people, as individuals, we are thankful. We have reflected on your wonders this evening, and our hearts are encouraged. And we know that you are the same God who did it in the past, and you are the same God who is able to do it again. So Lord, help us never to lose your wonder. Help us to always contemplate, recount, recall, and reflect on your wonders in our lives. Unto you be all the glory.
Amen.
You're sick in your body, just lay hands where you're feeling pain, and we'll agree together. Lord, we agree together with serums, the bounds, we declare healing to every sick body in the name of Jesus. We agree in faith. The Bible says, if any man sick, call and lay hands. We agree in faith and declare healing over your body in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and command every infirmity to go now in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are the healed of the Lord, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You're made whole right now in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is ministering to your mortal body right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the amazing things you are doing in our lives. Many more yet to come. In Jesus' name we've prayed.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jojo, for that word. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Thank you for that word. And I just want us to pray for the vessel that God has used today to bless us. And yeah, I just want us to pray. And I would ask Mr. Bams to please just lead the prayer as we pray collectively, to just pray for Georgia, that as she has poured out, that God will, you know, God will pour back into her, that she would not minister. She would not minister from an empty space, that God will refill her.
Lord, we just want to say thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the vessel you've used tonight, Professor Jojo. Lord, I pray that just like Joseph in the Bible, that you took on a journey and he ended up in the place where you wanted him to be. But when he was going through that journey, he did not understand what was going on. But at the end of the day, he looked back, and when he was even naming his children, he named them according to the experience that he had had with God. But I pray that will be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. But I pray that you fill her afresh with your Holy Spirit. I pray that she will have testimonies from our tests, from our trials, from all the things that she has gone through in life, that she will look back and say, surely the Lord was in this place. The Lord took me through this. The Lord carried me in this. The Lord helped me in this. The Lord passed me through this. The Lord took me over in this. The Lord allowed me to overcome this. And she will be like those people in the Bible in Revelation that said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, because she will be filled with testimonies. Her life, her journey, her experiences will be testimony after testimony. And Lord, I pray that you would build her up in faith, that she will grow in faith, she will grow in love, she will grow in the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. I pray that she'll minister to many, many more people. even with a new unction in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that once people encounter her, they would encounter the Lord Jesus Christ himself and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everyone on this call and everyone else that will listen to this afterwards. I pray that their lives will never be the same, that they will be dealt a measure of faith that will take them from one level of glory to a new level of glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.